We're getting stuck into your local feature record, this debut release from Trophy Warehouse. Urban Sprawl is six tracks of self-described West Coast doll wave. Here to explain that and a lot more, a half the band, Trent, Nicola and Richard join you this morning. Hello, folks.
G'day.
Hey.
Hello.
Welcome. And first of all, congratulations. It's like the debut six-track EP album. I don't want to get into that debate this morning, but congratulations on the release.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Couple of familiar faces in this band. Trent, obviously folks will know you from Last Quokka.
Yep.
and all of the places around Perth, but who else joins you in Trophy Warehouse?
Okay, so we've got Nicola. He's
yeah,
right here.
Just Nicola.
Introduce yourself here, Nicola.
Yeah, I'm Nicola. I used to play in a band, Cow Parade Cow, back in the day.
Yep.
Yeah. And then we've got Richard.
Oh, I thought you were introducing us.
No, yeah. We've got Richard himself now.
I've played in a couple of bands.
Yeah.
Played in Taco Leg, which I used to watch back in the day before. Yeah.
We played a Taco Leg track this morning.
Really? Yeah, before I knew him, I was like, that drum is sick.
Brain Burner.
Oh, I didn't even know what that is.
I'll play it for you later. We'll jog your memory. Three members. There's three more. Right?
Yeah. We've got Harley, who plays in like Foam and Love Junkies. We've got Brent from Dongfang. I'm forgetting, so we've got Meg. Sorry.
Meg, yeah.
Hi, Meg. We've got Meg on bass, who plays like in Naked Wizard down in Bunno.
Yeah. Everybody's coming from past experience, and you all come from different bands as well.
Yeah.
Is this like similar, Nicola, to stuff that you've done previously, or is this a bit different?
Pretty different, actually. I mean, the last band I was in, it was kind of I just played flute and sung, and all the kind of music was already written by Mike. And this band, we kind of do the writing process all together, which is really nice and really fun.
Yeah.
It's just a good group of friends.
Six people writing songs, that's a lot of input though, right?
Yeah, it seems to work though.
It does.
And there's a bit of like a split vocal thing going on as well. Tell us, how did you arrive at that, or was that always sort of going to be the case?
Yeah, I think it was always kind of going to be the case. It works really well because I hate writing lyrics and Trent is really good at that. So I tend to come up with the vocal melodies and that kind of thing. And then Trent writes most of the lyrics, which just works.
I've been listening to a lot of Dick Diver at the time the band formed, and Boom Gates, and I had a bit of an obsession with that kind of classic call return folk style. So
yeah,
I was really glad when I think Nicola even suggested it. In the band, and
yeah,
I was like, yes, that's what I want to do. Yeah. That's sick.
I've been listening to that.
Yeah, yeah.
This works well.
Yeah.
Hey, Richard, tell us, when did the band actually officially sort of start or form?
Well, I just joined the band because Trent was complaining that he couldn't find a drummer.
It's a subtle hint.
Playing social football, so I was like, oh, I can play drums, and I don't have anything on, so. I think it all started out in like November 2020.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's been a while then.
I kind of cracked the shits because last call. Can I say shits? Is that right?
You've said it twice
sorry.
Now.
I cracked the poops I wanted to play a gig, and then we couldn't play a gig with Last Quokka, and I was like, I want to play a gig. And you guys don't want to play it. And I was like, how sad. So then I was like, kind of like met a Facebook status and then just a few people replied and then
yeah,
made
I replied
a group
to
chat.
That. Yes.
And that's how it kind of started.
So that's how the band started. Yeah. Out of frustration. That's great. Hey, one of the things that we have to talk about is the name of this band. If anybody played sport in grade school, they'll be very familiar with a Trophy Warehouse trophy somewhere at their parents' house. But is that where the band name comes from?
It's a pretty good story, actually. We jam at Dirty Merkins, which is in Morley, our mate Maddie's studio.
Shout out Maddie Merkin, Dirty Merkin Studios.
You. We were sort of recording some of our songs that we've written, using the,
voice memo
on your iPhone.
Yep.
And you know how it comes up with like a street name that's nearby or like
cool.
It saves it as like a street name or a company name that's near you.
Oh.
So, and one time we were recording one song and Trophy Warehouse came up as like the company nearby. And like Brent was like, oh, that'd be a kind of cool name for a song. And we were like, hang on, that'd be a cool name for a band. Because we'd spent, like, ages, like, making polls in the group chat, trying to decide on a name, and then...
Yeah, and the name Carrot, stuff. With three R's, it actually won, but Nicola vetoed that.
Yeah, Holly vetoed.
I think you made the right choice. Yeah. It's very democratic, though, that you had so many polls going on. Okay, so this doesn't come from, like, the fact that you all are hoarding, like, childhood sports trophies.
I am, personally.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
I stroke mine every night before I go to bed, on my participation awards.
Yeah, right. It's very good, Trent.
What trophies do you have, Nicola?
Oh, netball, I think, back in the day.
Awesome. Yeah. You need to come and play with the Meows on Monday.
Yeah, broke my finger. It's still
unbreak
not good.
Unbreak it.
You're listening this morning to Breakfast Trophy Warehouse, your local feature artist this week. They join us right now. Half of the band do, at least. Paint a picture for me of sort of what's going on in the record, because when I listen to it, it gives me this vision of like this mundane and melancholic, but also very West Australian suburbia. Is that kind of fair to say?
Like lyrically, I wrote the lyrics probably in the worst mental health space I've ever been in my whole life. So there's a lot of that like somber feels in it. But it's also really I just try to be really honest with where I was at the time. So for me, like at least lyrically, when I look back at I listen to the EP, it's kind of a nice gateway into where I was and also like where I am now, which is great. And that juxtaposition's cool. Mm-hmm. And also like just like singing about local stuff. That's lyrically, musically, maybe you guys can answer that.
Yeah, I guess like mental health is a bit of a theme as well, because I'm a clinical psychologist and Trent was working as a drug and alcohol counsellor.
Yeah.
And lectures now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a bit of themes about, you know, distorted beliefs. And
yeah. Song 11 AM, actually, we didn't even realise it at the time. It's like call return lyrics. It's a story about like two people that go home together and a man and a woman that have different responses to that, and afterwards, maybe a few months later, were like, that was literally like a clin psych and a drug and alcohol counsellor singing about their attachment issues like at each other.
Yeah,
it's a good point of reflection and contribution.
Yeah. So we're just like, we should call ourselves like Freud.
Put that as a poll in the group chat. And
Freud was weird.
Yeah, definitely.
He had some
issues.
Yeah, I won't kink shame him, but he projected his desire to his sexual desires with his family onto his onto the whole world, which I thought was strange. Anyway, I don't know what I can say on Breakfast and what I can't say. So.
I didn't know where we were going with that. Yeah. We'll wrap that sentence up.
Wrap it up.
The launch has already happened. Folks would have been down there last weekend. Are there any other gigs or plans for this year in the pipeline?
Ringham's leaving us for a little while, you know.
You're going to have to complain on Facebook about not having a drummer now.
Yeah, I know. Maybe another social sports friend.
I need
friend.
To return to my home planet.
That's mysterious.
No, I'm going away for a month or so, but there'll be lots more in the pipeline.
Yeah, definitely.
Playing like a local DIY festival called Cowabunga down in Bridgetown in a few weeks. We've got a friend filling in on drums for that. And then I think we'll probably just take it a bit easy until Ring gets back, and then I'll really record an album and put that out. And
All right. I'm looking forward to this. Maybe you can like deconstruct some Freud on the next record.
Maybe up late. Maybe after 11 PM I'll deconstruct Freud.
Yeah, we'll have you on the midnight special when you come to talk about that, not on breakfast.
Yeah, not on breakfast. So, sorry for the S-bomb and that's all right. Freud incest stuff.
See, Trent, like the thing is, on radio, it happened already, and like somebody could tune in right now and not have heard that, so we don't even have to. Right. We don't even have to mention it.
We don't have to talk
about it. Even though we just did.
Let's recap.
Now they're going to want to listen to the stream again. It's good.
Yeah.
I see what you did
captivate
there.
Captivate them.
And then go listen to the EP.
Well, we're going to cheer from it right now. We're going to take the title track. This is Trophy Warehouse with Urban Sprawl. Thanks for coming in, folks, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.